you got to give this Santos dude credit. Here's a man, maybe, who created himself out of whole cloth. Or whole cloth. Or, well, you know what I mean. He wrote himself into existence, created an entirely fictitious George Santos, maybe gay, maybe an entrepreneur, possibly Jewish, definitely not anyone to be found on a Google search, and pretty obviously no one out there in New York bothered to look him up. He did this, mind you, in a world of surveillance, Google searches, ran on his fake resume, used a fake operative to solicit funds from backers of real politicians, and ran a political campaign devoid of facts. And he won. Was it embarrassing for the party that nominated him, vetted him, supported him, and now has seated him in the U.S. House of Representatives? Not really. They got over it pretty quick. Mendacity is not a fault for these folks. It's an art. And George Santos, if that's really his name, probably should get named to head the investigative committee looking into the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, or the committee to look into those Jewish lasers in space that keep starting fires out there in California. Oh, sure, there are folks, woke types, snowflake people, who want George to confess, admit he did a little more than exaggerate the resume, ask for forgiveness, and then step out of office. Of course, that might assume quite a few others should do the same, which, unless you live under a rock somewhere in East Texas, ain't going to happen. And George will get to represent his district in the meantime. I look at the guy, a supposedly gay Republican, Jewish, face as unlined and unworried as a Ken doll, and I have to wonder if he's actually a human being. Not that I want to start another conspiracy theory based on unfounded and unprovable suppositions, but come on, doesn't it make sense that this man is not a man but an android created for the sole purpose of embarrassing the political system? Just another wrench in the gears, one more black mark against the system. If a non-human can be elected, what kind of democracy is this? And who else is sitting in high office? More artificial senators and representatives? Who can we trust? Go ahead and set up another investigative committee, but seriously, you think Jim Jordan is one of us? 'Cause I sure don't. Or Green, or Getz, or Biebert, or... see what I mean? This isn't a Congress. It's an artificial intelligence lab filled with defective attempts to create simulated Homo sapiens. If you aren't afraid now, you will be very soon.